USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the Labor Department reports, another 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says things may be tough now, but things will recover quickly.
There is every reason to believe that the economic rebound, when it comes, can be robust. We entered this turbulent period on a strong economic footing, and that should help support the recovery.
Powell was speaking there to a forum in Washington, D.C. this morning. Social distancing may be working in the fight against the outbreak. Health officials say while there's still some ways to go, initial coronavirus task force models had estimated the disease would claim about 200,000 lives in the United States. Now they've lowered their projections from the hundreds of thousands down to the tens of thousands. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We need to keep mitigating.
That's what federal doctor Anthony Fauci says amid the reports that there are some encouraging signs in the United States when it comes to stopping the spread of the coronavirus. He says,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
Globally, the number of confirmed cases of the virus is now over 1.5 million, with Johns Hopkins researchers reporting that the number of deaths are approaching 90,000. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is said to be getting better after his third straight night in intensive care as he battles the virus. A spokesman says that Johnson is stable, improving, and has been sitting up and engaging with medical staffers. Today is Holy Thursday, or Maundy Thursday, as some call it, the Thursday before Easter, remembered by Christians as the day of the Last Supper. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts are now on their way to the International Space Station. American Chris Cassidy and his Russian counterparts blasted off early this morning from Kazakhstan. The coronavirus pandemic did keep the media and family members away from the site as the trio was leaving so as to keep up social distancing requirements. Tom Brady says there was no rift between him and Coach Bill Belichick, nor the front office of the New England Patriots. He only left because he was a free agent for the first time in his life.
I knew that at the end of the year I was going to become a free agent for the first time in my career. I had spoken about it with the ownership of the team, Mr. Kraft, and he was good with it. I had spoken about it with Coach Belichick. He was good with it, and that's what we decided to do.
Brady speaking there during an interview on the Howard Stern Show, saying he knew before last season it was probably going to be his last year in Foxborough. And after 11 seasons and 250 episodes, ABC's Modern Family is over. Well, it'll be in syndication forever, probably, but the series finale came last night for the award-winning comedy. Creators saying they wanted to deliver a solid, funny, and emotional send-off. Modern Family has been a fixture on TV ever since 2009. It won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series for 5 consecutive years. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.